Hi, my name is Francis Desharnais, and I'm listening to True North Country Comics podcast.
Welcome to a special edition of the True North Country Comics podcast, dedicated to promote Canadian comic book creators and supporters. I'm John Swinimer. If you have a comment, criticism, or question, you can contact me at john@truenorthcountrycomics.com. These podcasts are dedicated to the exhibitors who would have participated at the Toronto Comic Arts Festival 2020. TCAF is an annual event that celebrates independent, amateur, and professional comic book creators in an intimate setting supported by the exhibition, programming, and creator signings. On this episode, I chat with Francis Desharnais. The podcast is available on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. Francis lives in Quebec City and over the past 10 years has been one of the most prolific authors in Quebec's growing comic scene. Little Russia, his second book for Pow Pow Press, has been garnering critical acclaim since its initial release in French in 2018. It's nominated for the prestigious Prix de la Librairie du Québec in the Best Graphic Novel category. So without further ado, here's my chat with Francis Desharnais. Francis Desharnais, thank you very much for taking time to chat with me.
Oh, thank you, John.
Appreciate it. What I usually do to start off the interview is talk to the creator about their first comic book. So I'm wondering if you remember, what was the first comic book that you read?
It was a French book. It was probably Asterix or Lucky Luke, who are more French comic books for young people. My dad used to read me those comics, and that's how I learned to read.
Do you think that may be an inspiration for you for later on to create your own books, or was it just for fun?
No, because I really fall in love with comics, reading those comics back then. So it was really the beginning of a love story that is still active. And those were comic. It was funny books. And most of my works are more into humor, into humoristic stories. So it may have an influence.
Ah, good.
From then.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk about your artistic influences in general, beyond Asterix and Lucky Luke. Have there been any other artists or creators who've inspired you along the way?
Oh, yeah. There's so many. It's hard to just pick a few. But I have the chance. Being in Quebec is a chance for me because I had the possibility to get inspired by French, Belgium, and American and English-Canadian works. When I grew up, I discovered new ways of writing comics, of telling stories. So it was all an unfinished discoveries. So in my teenage years, I really fall in love with the Akira from Katsuhiro Otomo. And I also read a few of comic books for hero and all that, but I must say that later the what really interests me in the English industry was more the alternative way of making comics, and all the Canadians were great also at that, with Seth, just for example. But for my precise work, I think there is Lewis Trondheim, who is a French creator, who made various kind of experimentation. And if you read more of my previous book, you may feel that I can't say I'm very alternative or experimental, but I have a look into it. I don't know if it's something I can say. Also, I really liked all the Quebec scene, also really inspired me. Michel Rabaghetti's work, for example.
No, that's definitely a scene that I've been ignorant about, and I wish I could get more of the Montreal and the Quebec comic book scene. I've heard so much about it, and I think it's sort of a secret, you could say, for most Canadians. It's something that's been sort of hidden away, and I think it needs to be revealed a bit more.
Yeah, but I think that with the new Pow Pow Press, which is the English version of Édition Pow Pow, you can have an access to what Quebec is doing best in terms of comics.
Very good.
Yeah, no, that's very true. That's very true. So speaking of that, the context of what I'm talking about with many of the exhibitors who were planning to be at the Toronto Comic Arts Festival, and unfortunately it did not happen this year, but I want to talk about the book that you were planning to exhibit at that show. I'm wondering if you could talk a bit about that one.
Yeah, I was there for my latest book called Little Russia, which was published in 2018 in French. And is just released now in English. And I was really, really excited to present it to the English readers. So it's kind of a bummer that I won't be able to present it. But I'm glad to speak to people like you who may have an interest, who may want to know more about. So it's a very personal book of mine, because I talk about the history of my grandparents. They were in a settlement in the 1940s. They were in a special settlement doing lumberjack jobs, and they were living off the earth. But this settlement was special because it was a cooperative settlement. It was not private or an individual settlement. It was really cooperative. So all the lumberjacks and all the settlers had to give 50% of their fees to the organization of the cooperative. It's kind of a utopic way of creating a new village, a new town, but we're not talking about something that took place in the 70s. It took place in the 40s, which is quite unusual for this kind of new way of life, I could say. This is, well, mainly what the book is about, and it's about the life in the country and hard work and those tough times, and also the place of the woman in that kind of open quotes, new way of making a city, end quote. The place of the woman was not great in those times because of the influence of the Catholic Church. In Quebec, it was very, very strong. So women had to really fight to have their way of their saying the decisions that settlers took in Guyenne. The Guyenne is the name of the village.
Well, I have to congratulate you. Your book won many, many awards. So congratulations on that. And now it's available for people to experience in English for the first time, which is great.
Yeah, thank you. I hope English people will like it. I want to know.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm looking for
so
it.
This would not have been your first TCAF. You've been there in the past. So I'm wondering, do you have any past memories of attending a TCAF, you know, some years ago? Any special memories that stand out for you?
Yeah, I've been to TCAF maybe three or four times. And the first one was very exciting because when you discover all the three stages of the public library that are full of tables with creator, with all their work and all their auto-published work and fanzine and independent scene is very, very dynamic. So it was very exciting going there for the first time. And the other times too, it was very exciting. Also in 20... I don't remember because I have another book in English at the Pawpaw Press, which is called Art Wars. And it was really fun going there with an English book. And I've made many discoveries, many books. I came back because, you know, we often talk about the two solitudes in Canada. And unfortunately, it's true for the comic scene. And I don't know that much the comic scene of the rest of Canada. It's a great way for me going to TCAF to know what's going on apart the I could say the main stars like Seth. There's a few Canadians kind of stars that I knew, but like Michael DeForge, I didn't know him until a few years ago. So it's really a place for me to discover, to know more about the Canadian comic scene.
Sure. Is there something similar to that in Quebec?
Yes. There's many other festivals about comics, but the Montreal Comic Festival has also a great section of auto-published books. There's another one called Exposin, who is really about independent publishers. There's another festival, which I like very much. It's in Quebec City, and I live in Quebec City. And it's more... international, well, and there's more people from Europe and from Canada and from America that comes to this festival. So it's more industry oriented, I could say. But there's also an independent publisher too. But it's also the place to see that all those authors that lives far away that you cannot see very often.
Ah, very good. Well, something to look forward to once we get through this, to go out and experience new events, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm really looking for it.
Sure. Now, I want to switch gears just slightly and talk more about the process that you go through to create your work. Can you explain some of the process of how you create your books?
For Little Russia, it's a book I wanted to make for years and years, maybe 10 years. It's been 10 years I was thinking about doing this work because it's about my grandparents. And I wanted to make a book about this pioneer's way of life. But usually I try to do books that are very different one from another. Little Russia is about is a historical history, but Art Wars, my other book in English available at Pawpaw Press, is about aliens coming down to Earth and abducting all the artists, because on their planet they are doing a war, but with arts, with poetry, dancing, contemporary dance, play, theater, and movie making, etc. So it's very silly, it's very absurd, and it is more of my usual way of working because I'm more in a humoristic. My 10 other books in French are more funny ones. So okay. Maybe it's more of my way of working. And Art Wars is special also because I wanted to make a bit of an experimentation. So I've made only 10 different panels, and one panel can be copy and paste in the page for maybe 10 or 12 times. So it's the dialogues that make the story really evolve. It's a very a way of playing with rhythm in comics, because I really think that that's what comics is all about. It's about rhythm. So if you can manage to put the emphasis on your jokes and at the right place, you will have a really funny book. So it's like in comedy in general, I think it's all about rhythm. And this way of working with copy and paste and very few panels made me very work this aspect of rhythm in comics.
Right. Now, you're a traditional artist, correct?
Yeah, I use computers because we can escape. we can escape them. But I made my pages, my drawings on paper. But for Little Russia, I made the gray, the shadings and all that in Photoshop. I made a fake watercolor look.
Yeah, sometimes people have to use a mixture to get the right setting and the right results that they're looking for. So good. So I want to talk a bit about, perhaps you have other projects in the works. Anything that you can talk about that's coming down the road?
I'm waiting for a friend of mine who's supposed to give me a story, who is writing the script of a new book. We already made a previous comic together that was called The First Aviators. It's about, you know, it's about the before the plane was invented, you know, there were kind of funny flying machine that were not really flying. Just before the Wright brothers, there were some kind of silly machines that were not flying, but people were trying and failing, and we made a book about that. And now we are making a kind of a sequel, but it will be about space race. Exactly. This, between America and Russia. So I think it will be very funny.
Thanks to Francis for the chat. You can discover more about Francis on Twitter at FDESHARNAIS. And online at francisd.com. And thanks to you for listening to the True North Country Comics podcast. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to and like this podcast on Apple Podcasts. And please leave a good rating. Also, check out the truenorthcountrycomics.com website and follow along on Twitter at True North Comics. And please send your feedback to John at truenorthcountrycomics.com. Thanks again for listening, and come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2020.